Very simple. Today, I declare I am what and who God says I am. Go ahead and pray about that a minute. That means all the promises, all the blessings, everything God says he's going to do for you is yours right now. Go ahead and pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. I'm everything he said I am. I'm healed. I'm blessed. I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm joyful. In Jesus' name. Every dry situation in my life comes to an end today. I call for fresh rain and fresh oil. Go ahead and pray about that. Every dry thing, every situation you can't get straight. Whether it's healing in your body, finances, family, whatever. Anything that's dry in my life come to an end today. No, you're going to have a little faith with this. Alright, let me stop you and ask you this. How many of y'all got some dry stuff need to be some fresh? Well, I know it, so y'all pray like I said something to you. Every dry situation in my life come to an end today. Believe. In Jesus' name. The glory. Moses asked God for three things. He asked me, said, I want to find grace in your sight. Show me the way. And show me your glory. The glory of God is changing my story on a daily basis. His presence is so precious to me. Go ahead and pray about that. The glory of God is changing my story on a daily basis. See, a lot of times you can get healed right there. You can get healed. You can get that breakthrough right there. You can get that breakthrough right there. In Jesus' name. Now you're to give three, but here's the fourth one because I'm going to close on that. Every form of the curse is reversed in my life today. Yeah, you got to receive it. Every form of the curse is reversed in my life today, in Jesus' name. All right, sit down, open your Bible to 37th chapter of Ezekiel. I'm just going to read two verses this morning. You know the situation. With the right type of revelation and the right type of impartation and the right type of anointing, a situation can turn from dry bone to an exceeding great army. God specialized in taking nothing and making something out of it. Amen. I know that personally, you understand? And so it is nobody left out. The Bible says God have no respect of person. In the spirit, you can go as high as you want to go. Nobody can stop you. Education can't stop you. The economic system of the world can't stop you. The color of your skin can't stop you. Politics can't stop you. You can go as high as you want to go in the spirit realm. You can go from dry bone to be part of God's exceeding great army. By revelation, by impartation, by manifestation. And so this classic teaching here on these dry bones in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, where situations look bad, but when the anointing hit it, it destroys that which is holding a person down. May the anointing hit you today and destroy everything that's trying to hold you down. Glory to God. You heard what I said? May the anointing hit over there and destroy everything holding you down and holding you back. Because you are not dry bone. You are part of the exceeding great army of Almighty God. There's a boldness has to kick in if you're going to go where God wants you to go. There's a certain amount of boldness you got to have. Holy Ghost boldness. Word-based boldness. Blood-based boldness. This is a wonderful lesson here. It's impregnated with revelation. I never read the whole thing. First one, let me read it. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, now watch this, they were what? They wasn't just dry, they were very dry. Now, to a certain extent, listen to me, to a certain extent, the body of Christ have been a valley of dry bone by a lack of knowledge, being destroyed, led into, brought into captivity by the same thing, and got so manonized. That's a word. I made that word up. Manonized or humanized. That the Spirit of God can't move like he want to move in our lives. This morning we turn him loose. This morning we turn the Holy Ghost loose. And we ask the Holy Ghost to rearrange the furniture in our lives. The Spirit of God, there is not only joy available to you, the Spirit of God said there's jumping joy available to you. And the Lord in the third verse, the government called a gift in. The government called a gift in about this situation. The government is not going to work on the problem himself. He's going to go through a gift. But the gift has to know that he's not doing it. Watch what happened here. Watch what happened. And he said unto me, talking to Ezekiel now, talking to the gift, the government talking to the gift. Son of man, can these bones live? Or can these dry situations, y'all better listen to me. Can these dry situations leave my life? This thing that keep breaking me down, this thing that keep holding me back, the thing that keep coming up. I thought it was old, but it keep coming back. Can I really get rid of this thing? If there's enough power in the word, enough power in the spirit to get rid of this thing, once and for all. Can I get a breakthrough this morning? Bless God. Can I really be over this? Can I put this in my past? Can I have a brighter future today? I'm tired of these dry bones. I'm tired of dealing with this thing over and over again. I'm ready for to step over this thing. I'm ready to come alive. I've been dragging this thing and dragging this thing. I've been praying about this thing. I've been casting down imagination. I'm trying to get rid of it now. I need to hear a word from the Lord. A rhema word, a live word, a word that can carry me to deal with this thing. I'm tired of church energy. I want some power. I'm tired of going through the motion. I call every religious spirit to halt in here. You will not rule in here. You're people of power. They have to obey us. In the name. In the name. Look at somebody, shake your hand to them, and I didn't tell them you don't have to worry no more. Something about to happen. Tell them something about to happen. Something about to happen. You see that third verse? That third verse can handle it for you. What you got to do is yield. What you got to do is acknowledge, Lord, I don't know what to do. When Jehoshaphat had five armies coming against him, he had went through all of his spiritual acrobat. He had prayed. He had reminded God. They sing. They did everything. Then God sent a gift with a word. You need not fight in this battle. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. I don't want you to pray about it no more. I don't want you to bother me about it. All I want you to do is praise and worship. And I'll set ambush upon your enemy. And you'll be better off after than you were before. Sometime I permit an attack to promote. Sometime I permit an attack to promote you. The devil thought he's going to kill you, but I'm about to promote you. He don't know it. You and I have a secret. I'm working a mystery out in your life. The enemy don't know what I'm doing. He think he tearing you down. I'm working. Oh, my goodness. I'm working a mystery out in your life. That's why we can't keep eating the same old soup, you know. See, the gift said, the gift got to know he don't know. Third voice. He said, Ezekiel, I don't know. You know, thou knowest, Lord. See, he opened himself now. Not to be held on by tradition. Not to be held on by man-made ideas. Not to be held on by psychology. No, he opened himself now for the spirit to move. He said, Lord, you know. No, see, here's our problem. Not, Lord, not just, Lord, you know what I'm going through. Lord, you know how I'm going to get out. You need to add something to this, you know. Because we come to the Lord. Lord, you know what I'm going through. Yeah, but that's not enough information. You know how I'm going to get out. Oh, somebody better shout in here, man. You say it. You know how I'm going to get out. Say it. You know, say it. Open your mouth. You know how I'm going to get out. Any situation that is against me, God already knows how I'm going to get out. I don't care how dry it is. I don't care how long it's been dry. If I can get God to touch it with a word. You know my situation. You know what I'm going through. You know what I've been praying about. You know what I need for you to change for me. That's what I come to this house for. I come to this house to hear a word. There are times in your life you must know not what to do. Oh, sucky now. Yeah, there's time in your life you must know not what to do. You must be still and know that I am God.
That's good preaching, man.
There's time for you to do nothing but wait on it. What do you say about they that wait? They that wait on the Lord say what? What? What a strength came from waiting. Now you see, sometimes mystery is a puzzle. Now, one of the great unraveling of a puzzle you just heard. There are some time you don't supposed to know what to do. And it create a word called T-R-U-S-T. Powerful word, isn't it? In this business, that's a powerful word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What do? Nobody will leave you in a tangle today. Every stroke place in your life will be choked by the power of God today. When I say stroke, there's some, you don't have to have it in your physical body. There can be a stroke in your movement in your life that you seem like you're not getting nowhere. Over and over and over again. Same old, same old, same old. Well, that's broken today. Why? Why is it broken? We don't know what to do. When you don't know what you do? My eye. Now this is an indictment here. Some of us don't take our eyes off the scripture long enough to see God. We just reading and marking and marking. Stop. And then he'll begin to talk in deeper dimension about what you read. I don't hear nobody back me up here. I'm trying to get in quick, fast, and hurry, a jumping in place. To jump in the river. A pool of the Spirit. I feel the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I feel the Holy Ghost all over this place. All over this place. He's going down your road. He's checking your situation out. He's about to do something for you. He's about to do something about your business. Nobody else know what you're going through, but the Holy Ghost know it. Nobody know who against you, but the Holy Ghost know it. He about to shut all your enemies down. My enemies are in trouble as soon as they attack me. God have shut whole companies down. I remember a real estate agent misused me and my wife. Beautiful building, just flourishing. Went back the next year, grass growing up. Attacked the wrong person. So, again, first of all, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones. What is the solution here? Hear the word of the Lord. Now, you're not going to own up to it, but I own up to it. I've been dry bones before. I've had situations that turned me into dry bone for a moment. For a moment. But then I came back to my reality of who I was, and that great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And if God is for you, who can be against you? And yet you need all these things. You are more than a conqueror. I came back at them dry bones. But all of us have been in dry bone situations. What am I going to do now? What they going to think about this? They can't help you, so you'll not be concerned about what they think. All of us go through something at some time. Talk to me here. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much Bible you read. Everybody go through something sometime. But it don't mean we're not coming out. Going in a situation. Going in a situation. Go in declaring I'm coming out. I can't hear y'all over here. Man, I'm preaching you now. Going in a situation. You go in there declaring, I'm coming out. I ain't got no time to be fearful of this. I don't have no time to worry about this. God give me his word. I'm coming out of this thing. I don't care how dry it is. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care if it came through four generations. When it get to me, I'm coming out. Somebody shout up in here. Who I'm preaching to up in here? Who am I preaching to up in here? It means it's a situation that seems like it cannot get straight. It's a situation that have lasted a long time without water. But this morning, God about to pour some water on your dry bone situation. Oh yeah, ye the word. See, the word gives life to dry bone. Find me a jumping off place here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I preaching to anybody up in here? Do anybody need to hear this? Can I declare something? Don't y'all tell this place I'm about to declare something. It's going to be all right. That's a word. It's going to be all right. He whom I serve, he who sent me the arrow, just told me to tell you it's going to be all right. Just like he told Ezekiel, prophesy to those bones. I'm prophesying to you today. It's going to be all right. You better shout up in here. It's based on the principle. Listen to me. You got to know the principle here. It's based on the principle, is anything too hard for God? If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I'm bringing you out right now. It may be bad right now, but I'm bringing you out. I'm bringing you out right now. Watch what he said, Jan. Watch what he said, Jan. Watch what he said. It's time for your settlement. It's time for this thing to be settled. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I done got drunk up here, boy. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. God, people about to go free. Hey! Hallelujah. You feel that? Marion, you feel that? That's the Holy Ghost. He's working on something for you. You feel that? That's the Spirit of God in this house. He's doing some things in this house right now. Things we thought couldn't be done. Things been like, oh, I suck about. Been lingering around a long time. They're about to move right now. The power is in the house. Hey, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Lord, you know. I remember in the Baptist church, the service would get real hot, and somebody would cry out, he touched me and made me whole. I believe he's touching somebody in here. I believe somebody getting touched in here. Come on, let me get back to my list. For a few minutes. You want to write something down, what all this about? The secret of living under the Lord's command. The secrets of living under the Lord's command. Coming from dry bone to an exceeding great army. You see, what I was doing, making command. When it came up in my spirit, I was making commands on the Lord's behalf. He told Ezekiel, the Lord said, I'm not going to talk to these bones. Whoa. I'm not going to talk to these bones. I'm going to send my next government. Then when Ezekiel get there, let me show you how he handled it. Let me show you how he handled it. Again, verse 4. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, wait a minute. Yeah, I got it, Lord. I'll pass it over. Ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. That's a gift preaching. Ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You know what Ezekiel said? I'm a word carrier for the Lord. When you hear me speaking, you're hearing the Lord. Men don't want to say that. They're scared. Yeah, men don't want to say it. But as long as you're in the word, it's the Lord. You can't take your man of God lightly. He got your word. Every situation you get in, your man or woman of God has your word in their mouth. You need to listen, because God is about to do something supernatural, divine, extraordinary in your life. That's why we can't have church and just go through the same motion. Y'all know next Sunday everybody supposed to invite somebody, right? Y'all haven't forgot about that, right? Every third Sunday. You know this communion Sunday, right? Well, no third Sunday you invite somebody. Same vision. Suppose they don't come, just invite them. I ain't told you break the neck and break them, come here. Then he said he saw the skin and stuff come on him. Look at verse 7. That's one of the verses I was supposed to read this morning. So I prophesied as I was commanded. See, don't be prophesying if you ain't got no command. that's why sometimes the pulpit look weak, you know. I'm God saying stuff God didn't tell him to say, and it don't come to pass. Bringing all this poetry and psychology and worldly strategy into the pulpit. What thus said the Lord? Right. So I prophesied what I wanted. As I was commanded and as I prophesied, you know, dry bone, dry circumstances, dry situation don't make no noise. As he prophesied, are you listening? Life came into that situation that was stronger than the situation itself. As he prophesied what the Lord commanded, the life of the Lord was in those words to override the dryness. That's what should happen to you every time you come to this church. You should hear a word with life in it that overcome everything and everybody you're dealing with. There's life in the word. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. When light come, darkness has to leave. When healing come, sickness gotta go. He sent his word to heal us and deliver us from our destruction. He brought them out with silver and gold. And there was not one broke person among them. Then the Bible said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. And then the Old Testament write, I'm the Lord and I change not. If I did it yesterday, I can do it for you today. Hallelujah. Church got to come to grip with that. We still serve El Shaddai. His name is Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Tsidkenu. He's Jehovah Raha. He's Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. He's my peace. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. He's my provider. He's the same. Same God that opened the Red Sea. Same God that locked the lion mouth. Same God that put the fire in the fire furnace. He's alive today. Same God. We're serving the same God. I got to preach a little bit today, boy. We're serving the same God. Same God that got Paul and Silas out of jail. That's who we're serving. The same God that unlocked the chain off Peter's leg and opened the iron gate because the church was in prayer. That's the same God. The same God, because Noah was a righteous man. The same God give Noah divine instruction how to build a boat. He never had seen a ship, but he told him how he never had seen rain. The water would come up from the ground. They never saw no flood, but the same God was able to take 8 people. Noah, his wife and his 3 sons and their wife, and bring them in a place of safety. You got to look at him sometime. If he done that for Noah, good God Almighty, in 2015, he's the same God. He could do what I need him to do. Well, oh, I got to close, man. I got to close. I'm beside myself. I want to teach a nice little lesson today. But the Lord won't let me teach a nice little lesson. He wants you to know a word of life. You got to know the kind of God we serve. We serving a God that have never lost a battle. We serving a God that walked to a graveyard. Man been dead for 4 days. Call him by his name and he come on up. We serving a God. She's going to bury her only son. Crying, a widow woman. Only had one son. He died. But he walk up on a man called Jesus. He walked to the coffin, and I undoubtedly talked to the woman a few moments. She was crying that I don't have nobody to take care of me no more. And Jesus said, that's all right. Took his hand and put on a dead body And when the dead body felt that power, that boy came alive again. You know what I'm talking about, right? Sam God, a prophet, was buried in the grave. Been dead for quite some time. They had a man that was trying to find somewhere to bury him and mess around and dug up that prophet grave. And when they throw their dead body in the grave, hit that prophet bone. A dead prophet. I wonder what a live prophet could do. Hit that dead prophet bone and come back alive. Sam God. Now listen. Only the difference here, I need you to understand it. I'm not preaching history. I'm preaching mystery. He's here today. He's here right now. Oh, I feel the glory. I feel the glory of God in here right now. He's visiting us today for a special reason. Somebody need to hear something today. Somebody need to be touched today. Somebody need a squeeze today. Tell me I'm not in this by myself. Tell me. Promotion is sure to come today. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh, oh my. Good God Almighty. Wow. Oh my. Somebody being helped right now. Miracles are taking place. Signs and wonders are taking place. Right now, grab yours. Grab yours. Whatever you need is in this house right now. Whatever. Whatever you need is in this house right now. Grab yours. Grab your mirror. Grab your sign. Grab your wonder. It's in this house right now. For you from the spirit. Who told you you wasn't going to get out? Who told you you were not going to be set free from that? Who told you you got to live with this the rest of your life? They lied to you. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. We're his offspring, right? Because I live, ye shall live also. No matter what you're going through now, you leave from this building with a brand new start. I feel that, Wilbur. I feel that. I feel that in the spirit. I feel that in the spirit. I feel that in the spirit. You leave with a brand new start. Some of you people who came up about them houses, the contract is being written up right now. Yes, sir. That's how the Holy Ghost heard those prayers. And the contract is being written up. Marion and John, undoubtedly, it was an angel. The lady don't work for the place no more. The lady come in just to work their deal out. She dissipated. They said they wanted to be close to the church. The Lord almost put them in the church. No, there wasn't a lot of money involved. They ain't had a lot of money. They believed God. We ain't talking about no money yet. Now we're talking about God. Yeah, I ain't got no money. He don't know. That's you, the very dude I'm talking to. You don't need no money. You need faith. Faith is currency of heaven. Faith get God hand to move. Listen to me. Listen to me. You're going to hear me now. I was rich before I had money. I had my hand in God's hand. And God will change whole companies, whole situations. Carol and I walk into some place and did some things. We don't even know how we did it. We ain't had no money. And my name was bad. You don't need no name when you're working in his name. Woo, Lordy. Come on with me. Woo, come on. Woo, Lordy. My life changed today. Tell two or three people, my life changed today. My life changed today. My life, y'all got to take over now. The three things that are from Jesus. Bible says he waxed strong in spirit. Number one, you put that in your prayer time. You wax strong in spirit. Increase in wisdom. Increase in wisdom. And have favor with God and men. Those three things I pray almost every day. Wax strong in spirit. Increase in wisdom. And have favor with God and men. Actually, in that you're putting Jesus' spiritual clothes on. Why he had so much favor, why he had so much success, is not just because he was the Son of God, it's because he obeyed. You ask the Lord that, that's what, Luke 2:40, Luke 2:52, something like that. You look at those, and ask the Lord that. We have, now if you want to know the two prayers to pray for me in this time, in this season, there's a, oh my goodness, I think it's in Colossians where he talks about doors of utterance. What chapter that is? Paul said, have doors of utterance. He talked both times about praying and watching. He said that I may speak the mystery of Christ. Come on, yo, somebody find that. Yes, it's in Colossians. And it's the same one that come back at a different dimension in Ephesians 6:18-20. Doors of utterance that I may speak as I ought to speak boldly. The mystery of Christ and the mystery of the gospel. Colossians 4:3, and the fifth word going there too? What did it say, the fifth word?
It says, with all pray also for us that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ.
Colossians 4:3, right?
Yes, sir. For which I am also in bond, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak.
All right, notice the word mystery and the word manifest. You see, now if you don't notice it, you didn't choke on it. The church basically been trying to live on history. What John did, what Daniel did, which is our lesson, but there are lessons for you to have a manifestation or demonstration today. Are you following me? So that scripture, then if you look in Ephesians 6:18 now, 19 and 20, it's the same prayer. But notice it say pray and watch. Pray and watch. Then he asks for he asks about that mystery, that he may speak it boldly. You want me speaking the mystery. Amen. You see, because it gives you manifestation, it gives you understanding, it gives you wisdom that you'll be ahead of the pack. You'll know what to do. You see. And don't send me praying hours and hours and hours and come here and you can't receive it. See, a lot of things be spoken. They come out the mystery world. They come out by revelation. They come out secrets and mysteries that can't be known on the surface. They have to be pulled out by the Holy Ghost. You understand? This church is moving at a pace that a speedometer can't record it. And that's why I try to get you all to participate. And y'all can't hear my voice just on Sunday. You got to hear my voice all the time. Now, we know about the internet, but it's not like personal. It's not like being here, you see. You need to be here. But just see how your life changes. You do those things. See? You'll find yourself where you were weak at, couldn't handle it. You'll find yourself strong. You had a habit, you break the habit. Power of God, break the habit. Power of God, break it. You have no idea how much I love you. You see Paul writing them love letters? You have no idea. See, love don't mean hugging and kissing all the time. Love is deeper than that. You have no much. You got part of the sukishke de membros there. Shoko na la basseke telamonko se te. Bronzege do gre se te. Don't move too fast. Take your time. There's no time with God. God works by dimension. So just keep yielding to his spirit and you will not fail in that which he send you to. Hallelujah. Some of y'all have got a little schooling in you. You know not to leave till I leave out. Some of my older hands used to be here. They're so smart now they leave right after service. They think they got everything they need, I guess. Nobody got everything they need. There's always more. There's always more. I mean, this is almost powerful than the whole service. I done told you my portion of prayer life. Wax strong in spirit. Increase in wisdom. There's no sense being ignorant in the spirit. When you're ignorant in the spirit, John 10:8 take a hold of your life. The thief, kill, steal, and destroy. But when you got wisdom, you start walking in abundant life. See, the abundant life is in your eternal life. So some people got eternal life and abundant life in the eternal life, but they're not enjoying the abundant life. Here now. Here now. You know God wants you to have anything you want. Amen. What? Yes, delight yourself in the Lord. What did the Bible say? Any of y'all got any desire?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Do the delight and the desire come. All I'm doing is delighting myself in the Lord. Seeking first the kingdom of God. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. God really, you know, now preachers will jump on me about this. But God really want to showcase himself through you. And so when he find out he can trust you, you're the one he's going to bless more than enough. If he can trust you to give him the praise and the glory for what's happening in your life, there's no limit. Now, I'm called to make all y'all rich. You know, some preacher will talk you out of that and say, God don't want all of us rich. I believe he want all of us rich. All of us not going to be rich. He want all of us saved, but all the people of the world not going to be saved. But you see, the Father is tired of the world making a mockery of his goodness. We rise. We rise. Where in this area, he can't do it. Keep everybody in their place. See, street folks think that God can't bless. See, and they laugh at the church, but they were laughing at this church some years ago, but they laughed to a choke, because God turned things around. You remember, you were with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, where we came from. You know where we came from, you know. Don't y'all let this season pass you. You know, I got a season, then I'm checking out. Then my boy's going to take over. But take advantage. I ain't going nowhere now. Better bring your lunch. But just take advantage. A lot of time, you know, I didn't know how to say this because this could be arrogant if a person don't understand it. But when the Lord told me that you can be in the presence of greatness and don't even know it. Now you won't build a statue and burn a camel. I knew him. I was in the meeting. No, get now. You want it now. You want it now. Connection is so powerful. Connection is so powerful. Why you think all our members, no matter what come up, they still stand there? John, they're still standing. I mean, up in age. I mean, something's gonna happen, but they're still standing. Why? They know how to get back up. If they don't hear God's voice, they hear my voice. Amen. Get on up from that. Try it again. I'm hurting. Fight it. See? Power, man. Power. See, I preach with power today. Them words are coming out with power. I feel that power still coming in word. Power! Hitting that spot. They're telling you you're not going to make it. No such thing. I have no room for failure. I ain't planning on failing, brother. Fight till you win. You follow what I'm saying? Fight till you have what God say you can have. That's what he said you can have. Everything. The Bible didn't tell you to be discouraged. The Bible told you have good courage. Everybody going to have a good fight every now and then. You're in this world, aren't you? Huh? You know you got an enemy, right? Yeah, but you know you got a Lord of Lords and a King of Kings too. That has already whooped the enemy. Spend more time with God. Cut that doggone television off some time and go. You hear God calling you, go spend some time with him. Sit down 15 minutes and just listen. Have a pad and a pen with you. I've been doing this for 47 years. Spend time with God and you'll never lose. Now I'm going to say this and I'm leaving. Most of your attacks are designed with promotion. Don't let the devil read your mail. Read it yourself. He gonna lie to you and tell you you're losing. Read the mail yourself. You're gonna see something in the mystery telling you, I know the devil thought he's gonna do this for you, but the next time he comes, I'm gonna have you on another level. Why the Bible say this scripture messed me up when I was a young Baptist boy, you know. Cut it all joy. What? When you fall in various trials, tests, I said, what? What kind of God is this? Count it all joy. Knowing this. See, you got to know something to count it joy. Ignorant people can't count it. Count it all joy when you fall in various trials. Somebody, Lord, minister to somebody. You fall in various trials, tests and tests. Knowing this, that the trying, it's just trying. Anything come against you, it's just trying. The trying. The trying of your, let patience have a perfect work. And let her go into her entirety. Good fight, good for you sometime. It keep you from being lackadaisical and sitting around just, you know. And so you get attacked, and you really find out who you are. Yeah. They say, I got cancer. I say, yeah, die, cancer. I'll curse you at the root. See, you got to lay the axe at the root of the tree. All right, I'll tell you something else. ABC. ABCD of faith. You think you know it. You don't know it. When Jesus cursed that fig tree, the disciples, it was dried up when he come back. The disciples were all excited. Jesus said, wait a minute. No, y'all haven't learned the lesson. Y'all haven't learned the lesson. You don't know how I did this. I did this from 11:22. Mark 11:22. Look at it quickly. I did this from Mark 11:22. Y'all don't understand. I did this from 11:22. Have faith in God. That's why I did that from 11:22. Mark 11:22. It wasn't no so big of something I'm doing. And if you don't get A, you can't go to B. B is the 23rd verse. Very, very, I say to whosoever shall say. You can't say if you don't believe. You see, if your faith not right. See, we try to work on our faith. But in the Old Testament, it said the just shall live by his faith. Galatians 2:20. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. What is God's faith? He is faithful. He never failed. He never faltered. He is faithful. You see how strong that'll make you? You don't have to be mustered in faith now. You're trusting God. B, then you can say it. 4, 24, then you can pray it. 25, which is the D of faith, that you can forgive people. People can stop your faith. You get offended. They say something stupid. They gossip about you. And then the devil makes sure somebody come tell you. Got a question though. Did it change anything? No. It's going to change out of your mouth. Because you're going to get angry. Now you're going to go talking about them. A, B, C, D. You got to have that forgiveness for your faith to work right. On the other hand, you got to have faith in God. He's faithful. You ever want an illustration of that? It's the First Thessalonians 5:23. Are you talking about presenting your whole body, spirit, soul, and body to the Lord? And then the 24th verse says, see, you're not doing it. Faithful is he that calleth you. That's what the 24th verse says. Who also will do it? I thought he told me to do it. I thought he told me in Romans 12, 1, 2, 3 to do it. No, he's doing it. He wants me to cooperate with him to give me the power to do it. What did he say? I can't do it alone. Have faith in God. Now watch your next, the next thing you need to deal with, watch it. Watch when you tell the devil, yeah, yeah. You tell, I got faith in God. He said, what? I got faith in God. I don't have all that faith in myself because I read 3 chapters. I have faith in, I'm looking for faith in God. And when you read it, when you got a test, when you're trying to pass a test, now I'm going to say this to you. All your tests today will turn into a testimony. I don't need to know what you're dealing with. I know who we're dealing with. He always can change things. God has not given us, I'm trying to close, man. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You winning whether you know it or not. Hallelujah. That's your second sermon.
Yes, sir.